This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, October 2nd. Well, the wheat markets yesterday had quite an interesting type of price action. In the night session, everything kind of pushed higher, slightly at least. And then as the day session came on, the winter wheats held together fairly well, but the Minneapolis market really ran into some selling pressure and ended up extending from the reversal down on Monday. So the Minneapolis market really looks like it has found its high after a weather-driven rally because of far too much rain on at least 10% of the crop, if not 25%, rendering most of that as feed wheat. We're looking at a market that clearly has run out of gas. The weather forecast has turned dry for the Northern Plains in the 6 to 10 day outlook. That should allow the rest of the harvest to get completed. Now, Canada is going to be a little slower story. They had more snow. They've had some lodging issues. That's going to be a more difficult stretch to get that harvest in. But nevertheless, for spring wheat, it looks like we have found our seasonal highs. And winter wheats, they held together okay. They basically just had an inside day after a strong day up on Monday. So they look like they have a little bit more energy to the upside. Seasonally, it appears that we found our low in early September, and the market has rallied on that. After that, world prices have ratcheted higher as well. So seasonal lows have also been established over in the rest of the Northern Hemisphere. We've seen Russian prices move steadily higher. They've bumped up another $3 last week. We saw that in the Egyptian purchase. Now, Egypt came in again last night and put out another tender, so we'll get a look at where world prices are this week. But it appears that it could be another $2 higher. That seems to be where the FOB offers are coming in. Lowest offers we've seen so far are on a FOB are from France and Ukraine, but usually Russia has a bit of a transportation advantage. Last week they sold 240,000 tons out of the 300,000 that Egypt bought, and there's, you know, an expectation, an assumption really, that Russia will be the primary seller again this week. But it does give us a snapshot as to where world prices are, and they have been steadily moving higher since early September. Normally, we look at those seasonal highs to kind of stall out around late October. It might stretch into early November. Some of the strength that we're seeing is some dryness developing in Western Australia as that crop moves through its filling stage. But harvest should be kicking in the Southern Hemisphere by late October and really into full swing by mid-November. And that's why those seasonal tendencies tend to stall out in early November at the latest. So we expect that Argentina will still cut a big crop, even though they might get some of their yields reduced because of the dryness developing in the west. In Australia, as we've talked about before, they started out at least looking like they might have an average crop, but the drought has reasserted itself over the last month or so, and they're starting to see another year where it's going to be a disappointing harvest. But obviously it's not enough to really move world prices, as we had big crops out of the European Union, out of the Black Sea. Even in the U.S., we had a better crop than what it looked like we were going to start with. So there's plenty of wheat around. There's plenty of milling grade wheat around. Russian production estimates are actually increasing still. Now they're around 78 million tons from the Russian Ag Minister. That's up about 3 million over where they were about a month ago. And that's coming from the spring wheat harvest in mostly in Siberia. So that's another reason why the Minneapolis market kind of just running out of gas here. It's not like U.S. spring wheat has complete control over the spring wheat market. Canada, of course, is a major player as well, which would be more of a bullish development. But when you have a country like Russia that already controls pretty much the world export market and sets world price, and now they've got a big spring wheat crop coming with high pro, they had a high pro winter wheat crop, so they're going to be able to make inroads into some key high grade milling markets if we can't supply it. And again, I think that's why the spring wheat market just is struggling to maintain that upward momentum. So a couple other things, looks like we still got about 50% of the Canadian crop still in the field. And of course the snow, the freeze, and the wind has laid down some of that. It's going to be a long slog to get the rest of that crop in. Ukraine estimating that their July through September exports for wheat were about 8.5 million tons. That's up 61% over a year ago. Russian Ag Minister reporting all grain production at 118 million tons. And again, with wheat at 78 million tons, that's up 3 over their estimate from a month ago. So look for wheat here to carve its way higher. I think winter wheat still has a bit more to go on the upside. I think spring wheat has found its highs. So obviously the spreads would, I would expect those to narrow up between spring wheat and Chicago wheat. The spread action between KC and Chicago yesterday moved significantly. And usually when the spreads get a big move suddenly, then that quite often is kind of a capitulation. And I'm looking for that spread. It put in a new contract low and tested all-time lows. So we're right down into some major support areas for that spread. I would expect it to bounce. I don't look for it to have a bull market develop immediately, but I do look for it to get a pretty decent bounce, probably, you know, 12, 15 cents that will come off its lows and then to just trade back and forth. It's been a market that has generally been moving downwards, but the rallies, you get another, you know, about the 12 to 15 cents, and then it starts back on down. So I would look for that to the upside, and I think you've about pushed that spread as far as it can go, and you might come down and revisit these prices, but I think the buying will step up here and support that spread. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.